This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And these are ogres.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Indeed. American classic.
Yeah. Insert Shrek meme here. It's fine.
Insert what meme?
Shrek meme.
Oh, Shrek. I thought you said Trek.
No. As far as I know, they never went to the planet of the ogres.
God, like, yeah, I don't. Star Shrek. Is that a thing?
Star Shrek.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm positive, like, there's a very bad color pencil drawing on DeviantArt.
Star Trek, the undiscovered country. I can't do the voice or anything either. I can't do any of this stuff.
Yeah. Everybody's Scotty.
Yeah. Oops, all Scotties. Yeah, I would not like that. I've never seen the Shrek films, and I choose not to in general. I get that they have meme status, but I have no interest in. I think they're really ugly. I think he's an extremely ugly and unappealing character.
It's got the DreamWorks problem throughout. I've watched like the first two or something because you're in high school, middle school, stuff like that. Good save, Cole.
I watched the first two because I sucked as a kid.
because I was born in a shit time.
This will show him.
No, what's annoying about the Shrek movies is because of the DreamWorks connection, most people know the music of the eels by their appearance in Shrek songs or in Shrek movies. So like the first one features My Beloved Monster. The second one, I think, has a B-side called I Need Some Sleep. And like, if you try to look up anything about the eels, it pops up in relation to Shrek when they have absolutely nothing to do with each other.
Well, it's very similar to the Smash Mouth relationship with Shrek, how Smash Mouth gets really upset when you call him like a one-hit monster, or you attribute their success to Shrek.
Oh,
like have you seen those compilations of the Smash Mouth guy arguing with people on Twitter?
No, I have not.
Oh man, like every time if you say like, oh, he's a one-hit wonder whose only success is to Shrek, he cites the same fact over and over, was that their first single, Walking on the Sun, had already charted before Shrek came out. And he just says it like he takes the time to engage with every single person who does it.
Oh, so it's like a little Sean Hannity. There's
compilations of dozens and dozens of him like, yeah, right, this, you know, like just doing this, like he really doesn't like it if you just say that he's a Shrek guy.
I could see that. And everybody knows that Smash Mouth got their real break from the movie Rat Race.
How are they involved in Rat Race?
Oh, they play a concert at the end.
Oh,
like that is the ultimate goal that everybody is rushing across the country toward.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't worry. There's a Theory of a Dead Man song at the end. that's very funny.
Yeah.
There's we just got like June 6th just happened a few weeks ago, and like Smash Mouth had this custom like D-Day remembrance meme thing.
What?
They made this like thing that shows like the beaches at D-Day. It's like remember their sacrifice, but it has a Smash Mouth brand. It has like the little logo in the corner, and it's very funny. Like everybody I saw that just like you know thanks Smash Mouth. Like a lot of people were just saying that in response. Like thanks Smash Mouth. like a solemn, respectful D-Day from Smash Mouth. Like,
yep. a pious and reverend Rosh Hashanah to you, Jimmy Mr. Smash Mouth. we're equivocating here. We're kind of veering away from this because ogres themselves, not really that interesting.
If it had been the first like of the just, you know, dumb monster,
right,
and like that's going to be the best thing about moving away from this book,
right?
Because other settings, other systems don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
This is specifically a D&D thing where we have to have like every possible size of just an evil strong guy has to be represented by a different word.
Right.
And this is just the big one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's all an ogre is. Like the illustration's cool.
Yeah. Like it actually is pretty effective because what is that? It's like a bear skin, but it hangs over him like it's an undersized hoodie.
Yeah.
He's got the shrunken heads hanging off of his belt.
And the ogre mage, which they show, which is like an oni. Has this backpack full of little people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's going on with those little guys in his backpack.
Just little snack packs, you know?
Yeah. I assume those are people. At first I thought they were dolls, but that was just a trick of perspective.
Right.
You know? And I will say this for the entry is it does do the aquatic variant correctly, which is to devote very little word count to it.
Yes. The marrow.
Yes. Yeah. And it's just like, what if ogres were underwater?
and what if they love tattoos?
Yeah, they're tattoos and they're invisible, or they have like camouflage. But for the most part, just ogres are big, you know, big dumb strong guys, big goblins. Ogre mages are oni and they have magic.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're smarter, but they're not that interesting.
Yeah, they're specifically like I think from the Oriental Adventures setting.
Cole, we don't use that word.
Why do you think I sighed before I said that?
I know
it sucks. I don't suck.
Yeah, I know. It was not you. It's the it's you in high school. I get you.
No, middle school. This is my cool Shrek phase.
Okay. I don't know when Shrek came out. I need to need to Shrek myself before I wreck myself.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.